this. When I think about as a parent, and as I look out at those of you who are parents with kids still at home, I think most of you, you might challenge me on this, most of you don't need to pray to raise up your kids to be good middle-class American citizens. Good, respectable, functional members of society. I think most of you can do that without praying. But I think what you can't do is raise up children who will seek first God's kingdom, who will say there is something much bigger going on in the world, something that calls me to lay down my life and take up my cross. That's too big for me to do. I can't teach my kids that. God is going to have to do something supernatural through this church and through myself and my wife if my kids are going to get that. And so if I really get God's mission for my kids, I got to do way better on my prayer life. You know, when I went overseas, when I was in the Philippines for a summer in college, let me tell you what, I was praying. Because I was completely out of my element. I didn't understand the language. Did not understand the culture real well, but we were there ministering. We were praying all the time. I was praying all the time. Because I knew if God's going to do something, it's way beyond me. It's way beyond me. Do you believe that God wants to do something through Fourth Reformed Church that is completely beyond us? If you do, the way to show that belief is to become people of desperate prayer. Because I think we can show people around us how to be respectable. We can teach people how to, you know, come together and sing songs and sit and endure 40-minute sermons or so. We can teach people how to, you know, talk nicely to each other in the fellowship hall, eat cookies and coffee. But if God is calling us to make disciples of all nations, to teach them to obey everything that I've commanded you, to become people whose lives are turned upside down by the gospel, we need to pray. Not as an afterthought, not as a, we'll get around to that if it works with our schedules. We need to become people who are individually filling our days with a sense of constant communion and dependence on God, but also people who are coming together as a body to pray, to say, God, we want to see your kingdom come. We want to see your Spirit poured out upon us. Because I think the real danger is not that we'll fail apart from prayer, but that we'll succeed apart from prayer. Let me say that again, get this. The real danger is not that we'll fail apart from prayer, but that we'll succeed apart from prayer. See, because when we fail apart from prayer, that opens our eyes. That helps us recognize how desperate we really are and how much we need to depend on God. But the danger is that we will build programs, that we will build relationships, that we will build something great at Fourth Reformed Church, and it will be our kingdom and not God's. And that will be a tragedy. That will be a tragedy. And so we need to earnestly seek God's face, not just because we're in the midst of a desperate moment currently, but we need to see our lives. We need to see our lives as lives of desperation, lives of complete and utter dependence upon God. And so this morning, after we close in song and have the benediction, I do want to again invite you to come forward. If you would like prayer, maybe because you are in one of those desperate moments where you're saying, I need God's strength every second because of the intensity of what I'm going through. But I also want to encourage you to come forward if you would say, I'm not desperate, but I need to be. I want God to give me a sense of desperation for Him. Each day, I want God to give us as a body a sense of desperation for what he will do, for what he can do, working in and through us. Let's pray.